Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to effectively describe a person who inspired your personal growth in IELTS speaking. When it comes to the IELTS speaking test, being able to articulate your thoughts about personal growth and inspiration is a valuable skill. This topic not only allows you to showcase your language abilities, but also gives you an opportunity to reflect on your own experiences and share them in a meaningful way. Let's explore how to effectively describe a person who has inspired you to focus on personal growth, a topic that has been increasingly popular in recent IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked general questions about personal growth and inspiration. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think personal growth is important? Why or why not? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Absolutely, I believe personal growth is crucial for several reasons. Firstly, it allows us to continuously improve ourselves and adapt to new challenges in life. Moreover, focusing on personal growth can lead to increased self-awareness and confidence, which are essential for both professional and personal success. In my opinion, without personal growth, we risk becoming stagnant and missing out on opportunities for advancement. Q. How do you typically work on your personal development? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I employ a multifaceted approach to personal development. Primarily, I'm an avid reader, constantly seeking out books on self-improvement and various subjects that pique my interest. Additionally, I make it a point to set tangible goals for myself, both short-term and long-term, and regularly assess my progress towards achieving them. I also believe in the power of reflection, so I maintain a journal where I analyze my experiences and identify areas for growth. Lastly, I'm a firm believer in the value of mentorship, so I actively seek guidance from individuals I admire in different aspects of life. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Now, let's focus on the main topic with a sample cue card. Describe a person who has inspired you to focus on personal growth. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to inspire you, and explain how this inspiration has affected your personal growth. Sample answer, Band 7-8. The person who has truly inspired me to focus on personal growth is my university professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson. I first met her during my sophomore year when I took her course on organizational psychology. What struck me about Dr. Thompson was her unwavering commitment to continuous learning and self-improvement. Despite being a well-respected expert in her field, she always emphasized the importance of staying curious and open to new ideas. She would often share anecdotes about her own journey of personal growth, which made her teachings more relatable and impactful. One particular incident that inspired me was when she openly admitted to making a mistake in one of her lectures. Instead of glossing over it, she used it as a teachable moment, demonstrating how to handle errors gracefully and learn from them. This showed me that even accomplished individuals are not infallible and that mistakes can be valuable opportunities for growth. Dr. Thompson's influence has profoundly affected my approach to personal development. I've adopted her practice of setting clear, achievable goals and regularly reflecting on my progress. Moreover, I've learned to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles to avoid. Her example has encouraged me to seek out feedback actively and view constructive criticism as a tool for improvement rather than a personal attack. Overall, Dr. Thompson's inspiration has instilled in me a growth mindset that has been instrumental in both my academic pursuits and personal life. Her influence continues to motivate me to strive for continuous improvement and to approach life with a sense of curiosity and openness to learning. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The individual who has been a catalyst for my personal growth is my mentor, Mr. James Chen, a successful entrepreneur and philanthropist whom I had the privilege of meeting through a university networking event 3 years ago. What sets Mr. Chen apart is his extraordinary ability to balance professional success with personal fulfillment and social responsibility. His approach to life and business is deeply rooted in the philosophy of continuous self-improvement and giving back to the community. One particular instance that left an indelible mark on me was when Mr. Chen invited me to shadow him during a week-long educational program he had organized for underprivileged youth. Witnessing his dedication to empowering others and his genuine interest in each individual's growth was truly inspiring. He demonstrated that personal growth isn't just about individual success, but also about uplifting others and contributing positively to society. Mr. Chen's influence has been transformative in my personal development journey. Inspired by his example, I've adopted a more holistic approach to growth, focusing not just on career advancement, but also on emotional intelligence, social impact, and work-life balance. I've implemented his practice of daily reflection and goal setting, which has significantly improved my productivity and self-awareness. Moreover, his emphasis on the importance of diverse experiences has encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone regularly. I've taken up new challenges, such as learning a new language and volunteering for community projects, which have broadened my perspectives and enhanced my interpersonal skills. Perhaps most importantly, Mr. Chen's mentorship has instilled in me the value of authentic leadership and the power of using one's success to create positive change. This has not only shaped my career aspirations, but has also given me a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment in my personal growth journey. In essence, Mr. Chen's inspiration has been a guiding light, helping me to cultivate a more rounded, purpose-driven approach to personal development that extends beyond individual success to encompass social responsibility and positive impact. Additional questions. How has this person's influence changed your daily habits? What specific skills or qualities have you developed because of this person's inspiration? Sample answers. Band 7-8. Dr. Thompson's influence has significantly altered my daily routine. I now start each day by setting clear intentions and end it with a brief reflection on my progress. This practice has helped me stay focused and accountable in my personal growth journey. Inspired by Dr. Thompson, I've developed a stronger sense of resilience and adaptability. I'm now more comfortable stepping out of my comfort zone and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. Mr. Chen's influence has revolutionized my daily habits. I've adopted his practice of starting each day with meditation and journaling, which has significantly enhanced my focus and emotional intelligence. Additionally, I now allocate time each week for volunteer work or mentoring others, embodying his principle of giving back to the community. Thanks to Mr. Chen's inspiration, I've honed my strategic thinking and empathetic leadership skills. I've learned to approach problems from multiple angles and to consider the long-term impact of my decisions, both on myself and others. Moreover, I've developed a keen ability to actively listen and provide constructive feedback, skills that have proven invaluable in both personal and professional contexts. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think society benefits when individuals focus on personal growth? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I believe society gains significantly when individuals prioritize personal growth. When people strive to improve themselves, they often become more productive and innovative, which can lead to advancements in various fields. Moreover, personal growth often involves developing better communication and interpersonal skills, which can result in stronger communities and more effective collaboration. Ultimately, a society composed of individuals committed to self-improvement is likely to be more adaptable and resilient in the face of challenges. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The societal benefits of individuals focusing on personal growth are multifaceted and far-reaching. At its core, personal growth fosters a culture of continuous learning and adaptation, which is crucial for societal progress. When individuals commit to self-improvement, they often develop enhanced critical thinking skills and emotional intelligence, leading to more thoughtful decision-making and constructive dialogue within communities. Furthermore, personal growth frequently involves cultivating empathy and understanding, which can contribute to a more cohesive and harmonious society. This can lead to reduced conflicts and more effective problem-solving on both local and global scales. Additionally, as individuals become more self-aware and purpose-driven through their growth journey, they're more likely to engage in meaningful work and contribute positively to their communities, potentially addressing societal issues more effectively. Moreover, the pursuit of personal growth often involves challenging one's own biases and expanding one's worldview, which can contribute to a more inclusive and equitable society. This collective broadening of perspectives can drive innovation and creative solutions to complex societal challenges. In essence, when personal growth becomes a societal value, it creates a ripple effect of positive change, fostering a more resilient, innovative, and compassionate society capable of navigating the complexities of our rapidly evolving world. Do you think the role of mentors in personal development has changed with the rise of digital technology? Sample answer. Yes, I believe the role of mentors has evolved significantly with the advent of digital technology. On one hand, technology has made it easier to connect with potential mentors from around the world, expanding the pool of knowledge and experience available to individuals seeking guidance. Online platforms and social media have created opportunities for virtual mentorship that weren't possible before. However, this digital shift has also changed the nature of mentorship relationships. They may be less personal and more fragmented, with interactions occurring through various digital channels rather than face-to-face meetings. While this can be more convenient, it might lack the depth and nuance of traditional mentorship. Overall, I think technology has both enhanced and challenged the role of mentors in personal development, offering new opportunities, but also requiring adaptations in how mentorship is approached and maintained. Sample answer 8-9. The role of mentors in personal development has undoubtedly undergone a paradigm shift with the rise of digital technology. This technological revolution has democratized access to mentorship, breaking down geographical barriers and allowing individuals to connect with experts and thought leaders from diverse fields across the globe. This expanded access has the potential to accelerate personal growth by exposing mentees to a wider range of perspectives and experiences. Moreover, digital platforms have given rise to new forms of mentorship, such as micro-mentoring through social media interactions or online courses led by industry leaders. These formats offer flexibility and can cater to specific targeted areas of personal development. However, this digital transformation also presents challenges. The abundance of information and potential mentors available online can be overwhelming, requiring individuals to develop strong critical thinking skills to discern quality guidance. Additionally, the often asynchronous and less personal nature of digital interactions may impact the depth of the mentor-mentee relationship, potentially diminishing the emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills development that traditional face-to-face mentorship fosters. Furthermore, the digital age has amplified the importance of mentors in navigating the rapidly changing landscape of skills and knowledge required in various fields. Mentors now play a crucial role in helping mentees adapt to technological disruptions and cultivate the agility needed to thrive in an ever-evolving world. In conclusion, while digital technology has revolutionized the accessibility and format of mentorship, it has also underscored the irreplaceable value of authentic, committed mentorship relationships. The most effective approach likely lies in blending the benefits of digital connectivity with the depth and nuance of traditional mentorship, creating a hybrid model that maximizes personal growth opportunities in our increasingly digital world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, consider using these sophisticated words and phrases. Catalyst, kellist, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, my professor was the catalyst for my renewed interest in personal development. Paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, meeting my mentor caused a paradigm shift in how I approach challenges. Cultivate, verb, to develop or improve by education or training. Example, I've been actively cultivating my public speaking skills. Introspection, inspesh, noun, the examination of one's own mental and emotional processes. Example, regular introspection has been key to my personal growth journey. Resilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, my mentor's guidance has significantly improved my resilience in face of setbacks. Holistic, adjective, characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. Example, I've adopted a more holistic approach to personal development, focusing on mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing personal growth and inspiration. Use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal anecdotes to support your points, making your responses more engaging and authentic. Show your ability to analyze and reflect on experiences by discussing not just what happened, but also why it was significant and how it impacted you. Practice speaking on this topic beforehand, focusing on fluency and coherence in your responses. Be prepared to discuss the topic from various angles, including personal experiences, societal impacts, and broader implications. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has a positive influence on others in IELTS speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.